certainly regarding the king, the Lord was directing all of this, but somehow it seems the king was affected by the way Ezra asked. We know that in verse 6, the king granted him all his requests. And Ezra, this desire, this purpose of the heart to serve and honor the Lord and the law of the Lord, I believe it was really somehow translated to the king. Somehow he could tell that Ezra was sincere. That this was not just politically motivated. He was not trying to run away from captivity. And so the point for us is that those people who may not be in the house of God or a part of the house of God can certainly be affected by the way that we deal with ourselves, wherever we are. So Ezra, this is still part of his preparation. You have to remember that. He wants to teach in Israel, not back here. So part of this preparation is proper behavior wherever he is. And it has an effect on the king. You mentioned Darius, but you just run through chapter 7. This is a Gentile king, as has been said. In verse 18, do after the will of your God. Verse 19, the service of the house of thy God. Verse 20, what is needful for the house of thy God. Verse 23, and it goes on, let it be diligently done for the house of God. Now he says, the God of heaven. So this had an impact. And the way we talk, the sincerity of our beliefs and how we seek to honor the Lord, they will have a changing impact on those around us.
And I think the impact of the word of God could not really be emphasized enough. What made Ezra, was his subjection to the word of God. Without that, there would be no movement, there would be no influence that would cause any impact. You gotta keep in mind that the Jews that lived in Babylon were not enslaved. They were in a very comfortable position. Actually, Cyrus is the one who first had, the Cyrus Seven there, the museum, had the first human rights. He believed that these people should be free, he could create them the land, they wanted to go back, they go back. He was in that kind of mode. So they weren't enslaved. Ezra could have had a great position in Babylon. But what's the impact of the word of God on one's heart? Why people would do anything? Why, and I think as Jake mentioned that about 200 years ago, these were men who had a great position in the world. What made them separate from that great position, great ecclesiastical position, to be gathered simply to the name of the Lord Jesus? It was the impact of the word of God. He prepared their heart. It wasn't. Mr. Garvey is not a teacher at the first hand. He prepared his heart. He studied the word of God. He would not take any help from the clergy system first before he knew anything about anything. There was a preparation of the heart to read the word of God, to understand the word of God. As a result of that, when the word of God, David spoke about sometimes you want to change the word of God. It's not that way. It is the word of God that changed me. Change my outlook on things. Change my attitude about things. By doing that, the teaching comes the last thing. You know, again, like John mentioned, teaching, we wanted to go to Jerusalem to teach out, be a bigger and better teacher in Babylon, really, than going with these people there who have nothing. It is not the teaching that was in you, but how the word of God impacted it. I really think we had it in Philadelphia at the conference there, and again, we need to emphasize, that book is vitally important. We need to be successful, to have a great success. We need to read and to study the Word of God and let the Word of God have hold on us. It will instruct us of what to do. And as a result of that, we will be able to. Apparently, the fame of Israel was known somehow. That it reached the ears of the king. That he chose him out of everyone to let him go there to help him. Because it was something about his character. It was something about the impact of the Word of God that have give that impression of the need to help him.
What his drive was, what motivated him, what moved him, was not only the title,
would see that according to the law, this, I think it would be helpful to bring it in this idea. When the scripture brings the thought according to the law of Moses, it brings men under responsibility. But there is greater times in the scripture, or as far as Ezra, that Moses is completely set aside, where it is the law of Jehovah, or the law of the God of heaven, or the law of God himself. So this is what we want to gain, dear brethren. Not only what made Ezra act and do things, certainly not because he was responsible or the word of God brought him under responsibility, but I think through the law of the Lord or of Jehovah or of the God of heaven, he has seen a certain glory from a different order. He has seen something of Christ that have really touched his heart in a way that he wants to be like this blessed one. And that's why he acted on the word of God. So when you read in the scripture according to Moses, it brings you and me under responsibility. The word of God puts men under responsibility before God. But when we read according to the law of Jehovah, or according to the law of the God of heaven, the Spirit of God desires to give us these highlights, these thoughts, these things that are so beautiful that will touch the heart in relationship to a person, none other but the Lord Jesus.